Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jodi Misiak. And today, I'd like to let you in on a little secret. I haven't been myself lately. I haven't felt like myself, and the motivation level is like way low for me and things like that. And it's not about beating myself up when I'm there, but it's understanding where I'm at, right? It's about awareness. So I just realized, you know, it's today that I'm recording this. I'm like, wow, I've really been kind of foggy, in a rut. I've been waking up late, you know, going to bed really late because the kids been going to bed later and later as the days get longer and longer. And I just don't have a sense of routine. Or actually, we do have a routine, but it's a very loose routine. And I realized in this that I haven't been allowing myself enough time for me, like the me time that I know that's so important. And I've just been really focusing on helping my daughter, you know, get through the rest of her school weeks and things like that. We just sold our house and I'm going to go to another province to be looking for a new home, actually in days after recording this. So it's just been I've been kind of just out of it. And then, you know, the struggle is real. Having to be a parent, owning up to being a parent in this time, while working, while doing, you know, life is still going on around us and like everywhere. And so the struggle is really real to find the time that we need, that I know I personally need to connect with myself, to open up space, to allow my intuition to really guide me, something I've very much been attuned to recently, a little while ago until recently, I suppose. And it's really incredible when you kind of just go about your day. Like for me anyways, I've been going about it and just, you know, I wake up and then it's like this and that. And I'm just like, wow, I'm really not feeling like me. I'm not showing up as the person I know I am and who I want to bring to the table kind of thing. So I'm like, wow, what do I need to do? So right, first up, awareness. What is going on? Why do I feel like this? And or even just awareness of how you feel or how I feel and really getting aware of that. And it's like, okay, well, what's going on? Like, what do I need to change? Or what do I need to just kind of shift a little bit? And it's just been, you know, that aha moment. It's like, wow, you know, I've been going around foggy and things like that. So within the staging of our home and having it sell and then starting the process of, you know, planning my trip out west, I haven't been focusing so much on my personal care and even my self-love practices. So I have been, you know, I've been taking time for me. I've been reading novels, mystery novels that I absolutely love, but they haven't been filling me up spiritually, filling me up and to really just keep me empowered, keep me inspired and things like that. And the big one is I actually wasn't meditating for the longest, like not the longest time, but for like a few weeks there or a couple weeks. And it's amazing how we can, I've had routines, I've had really good things going on, and then they'll fall off to the wayside. You know, life happens. And then we have this unique situation where, you know, normally kids are at school and then they're not. And now I know for some people, school might even be over by now by the time you listen to this. But for me, we had our daughter in camp, and now camps are no longer running. So we have this unique thing going on. So as it is, I find that sometimes it can be challenging to be a parent and find time for self-care, to really grow your self-love practice and all that. And then you throw in like having the kids home all the time. And the struggle's so real. So if you've been struggling with this before everything went crazy in the world, or like just now recently where you're like, oh my goodness, what do I do now that the kids are home all the time, all this stuff, just know that you're not alone. It is definitely been a struggle for me. And then, you know, I find I'll be in a really good routine. And then with the selling of our home, like we got out of it, right? We had to be out of the home when we did the showings. So every day we'd pack up the kids, get them in the car and take them to a family cottage. And it was just this everyday thing. And it really got me out of my routine. So it's about pulling it back in and finding that routine. And if you've never had a routine, that is okay too. I just highly recommend you start small and gradually change. I'm usually an all or nothing, like I'm going to do it all. And a lot of the time it's not sustainable. And then I fall back into old habits. So it's about like, okay, what can I shift? So for me, actually, it wasn't even today I realized it. It was last night that I realized it. And I'm laying in bed going, I'm about to make a really big life decision. And I don't feel connected to myself. And that alone was super scary for me. And I'm like, okay, I made this decision when I was a really good place, in a super duper empowered place. And I'm like, okay, I know this decision is probably the best decision ever. I just don't feel confident right now in myself and in my abilities to make those decisions. So last night, I leaned on my self-love practice and things that I know have been really helpful in the past. And I meditated and I laid there in just open, quiet space while the whole family was asleep. And I just laid there and I let my emotions be released. I would lay there and cry and I just like felt the emotions of what happens when change happens, right? Like, change is amazing. It's something we all experience. But when you're in the middle of it, it can be really emotional and it can sometimes be even challenging. You know, there's a saying, it's like change is hard at the beginning, messy in the middle, and so worth it in the end or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. It can be hard at the beginning. And now like we're kind of in the middle of the change and things are getting messy, where I have to let go of old beliefs and old things. But because I haven't been feeling like myself and being connected with who I am and why I've so much wanted this, I let fear take over, or my ego be like, no, like, let's not do this, or no. And so it's really getting back. Like, I need to get back on my yoga mat. That's going to be the next thing, is like getting back into yoga. Something that I was doing not that long ago, but it just, again, life happened. I, you know, fell down. Now it's about picking myself up, shaking myself off, dusting myself off, and getting back on my self-love mat and practice. And wherever you are right now, just know that whatever struggles you're going through, whatever challenges or changes or crazy sauces life is throwing at you, it's what we do after we fall down that matters the most. And maybe you've fallen down a couple times and you still haven't got back up. That's okay. You can still do it. You know, it's never too late to pick yourself up and dust yourself off. And, you know, I've been in this feeling of fog and not me for probably a week. I'd have to look at a calendar. I feel like a week. To be honest, I wasn't even looking at my calendar. Probably at least a week, possibly two. And it's just been this, you know, I picked up some slack, not slack, but I was trying to help my husband out because he was actually doing a lot of the schooling with my daughter for a couple weeks there while I did other things for work and just different things. And then I'm like, wait a second, you need to work too. And it's this fun balance that we've never really experienced before. And it's just, you know, being gentle on yourself, loving towards yourself, and then finding things that help you open up space to really listen from within. So for me, it's journaling, getting back to my journal. That's a big time help. And I'm sure I mentioned it other times because I have been using my journal a lot through this change in my life to really lean on and get clear, let emotions out. Because with every change, it is emotional. And it can be like super exciting, mixed with some sadness and things like that. So because, you know, change you know, there's a lot. And then for me, I also, I'm a mom, right? So I'm like, well, is this a good change for my kids and things like that? So, you know, I can let my ego talk me out of it so many times. And it's when we get very clear on who we are and why we want to make this change in our life. And just in general, like, it's really good to understand like who you are. So then you can make the changes, or you'll be very confident moving throughout your life because you know who you are. And then these decisions aren't so challenging to make. When I made the decision, my husband and I made the decision that we wanted to move, I was in a really solid place. I was very connected to who I am, to my why, and things like that. And then as we got through where, you know, we were isolated a little bit more, we have the kids home, I wasn't doing my self-love practices as much, and, you know, the yoga, I didn't have that morning routine that I always had. And I disconnected from myself. And when we disconnect from ourselves, then it almost feels like work to work towards our goals. But when you know who you are, and it's just, I had every confidence in myself when I made these decisions. Like, I remember talking to people and just sharing. I was glowing because I was so excited. And now that I'm kind of in the middle and it's actually becoming real, and I haven't been really meditating as much and on my yoga mat as much, and had my own quiet alone time as much, it just has become more of a chore, and it just, I'm second guessing myself. And I never like second guessing myself. I like to confidently make these decisions. And so it's, again, being gentle. And again, the biggest step was being aware. So like I said, last night I laid in bed, I think it was about an hour, where I meditated. And I just allowed space. And you know what's really cool? I woke up today, and normally like I just gravitate towards like anything that's somewhat, you know, like on the healthier side, but sometimes it's just like I need to eat something, I'm hungry. I woke up, I didn't need to eat, I did my intermittent fasting with so much ease, and then I picked a delicious green smoothie, like loaded with so many amazing vegetables. You know, just eating well will help me feel more like myself too. Because when we eat food that is overprocessed, processed sugar and just all this stuff, it makes us heavy. It makes us have brain fog and all this other stuff. So just doing what I did last night, spending that time and just really connecting with who I am, what I want my future to look like, who I like, just really like getting clear, it really allowed me to start my day a little bit more clear and making healthier choices without even thinking about it. It just became second nature again. Like it's so funny because like I had such a good routine going on at one point, and then it's just, you know, you get off that horse and it can be challenging getting back, but getting clear with who you are really makes those decisions effortless most of the time. And like, yes, I still had the kids home. Like, actually, my daughter had her class meeting and things like that. And so, you know, it's like this, that, and all over. And so I didn't really get to sit down. However, I still felt more calm, less stressed, because I was using the tools again that helped me really connect. So again, some of the tools I've used, and maybe yours are different. Everything is different. Like, everybody, you got to do what feels good to you. So some of my things is journaling, especially when I know I have emotions building up. Writing letters, that's actually how I said goodbye to our family cottage, my grandma's cottage, that we just said goodbye to last week. So maybe that's the other reason I wasn't feeling quite like myself. I was really allowing the emotions to come out. There's just been a lot of change in our life lately. And I wrote a goodbye letter thanking it and sharing my feelings. And then I actually planted it in the ground there and put a heart out of little pebbles out of it. So it's just letting it go. And so writing letters, you don't have to give it or send it. No one has to see it. You can burn them, bury them, whatever works for you. Obviously burn them safely. But so journaling, writing letters, especially if you can't forgive somebody or you need to forgive somebody, like you feel like it's there, because we're not going to get too much into it, but forgiving isn't about the other person. It's about letting those emotions go out of your body. It's super important to let that go because you don't want to carry emotions around with you like that. And so writing letters and then meditating, because it allows that quiet space. And yoga, because in my mind, I love yoga. It stretches the body. You're moving it. It moves the energy. You're also able to focus on your breathing. And a lot of the time, there's a meditative state to it as well, which is really cool. And again, then another one after yoga is breathing techniques. And I just started doing the one again that really just helps with resistance. You inhale for 5, hold for 5, and exhale for 5. And you can repeat that. Like, I don't time it, but it's roughly about a minute or so you would like to do that. And it just, you can actually feel your energy change when you change your breath. And it just helps you open up space and release resistance that you might be holding on to. So those are ones. Dancing, I love dancing and putting on music to just throw on. And that's actually one I think that's just been, I've been kind of hanging on to lately. My kids and I, and even my husband when he's not working, we've been just having dance parties, just letting it out, play fun songs. And so listening to songs that you love, going for walks in nature, or just walks in general if you don't have a nature space nearby. Moving your body in whatever way feels good to you is a really good way to really release emotions. You know, there's so much going on in our bodies when we're moving our bodies, science-wise, that I'm not going to get into all the details. But amazing things are happening when we move our body, when our hearts are pumping and we're sweating and things are awesome. So any of those things can help us to really reconnect with who we are. And it could even be a bath. So it's just slowing down. And I know personally that for me was the biggest one, is slowing down and just being more mindful of my actions. So yes, I was reading a lot of books. Actually, for the whole year, I've just been reading novels, like fun mystery books. And a little fun fact is normally I spend like my whole year reading self-discovery books, self-help books, one to help my community and insight, also help me personally keep inspired and motivated, all that fun stuff. But this year, I actually find myself gravitating more towards novels and just stuff that's light and fun. And it's just, you know, there's a time and place for both of them. So I always find, you know, I used to have it where I always had some kind of inspirational book on hand. And I still do. I don't have a new one on the go. I actually flip back to old ones that I've read, that I just read a couple passages here or there to kind of uplift me. Also listening to podcasts like this one or other ones that are your favorites, to kind of just help you, so that you can just, one, not feel like you're alone, or to inspire and motivate and all those fun things. So it's just doing things for you. And it can be hard because, like I said, the struggle is real, especially if you're a parent and you have things going on with your kids and maybe you don't have so much quiet time. And it's just like anything, figuring out how to make it a priority. And again, I'm with you on this. I know it's not always easy. But the fun thing is when we make something a priority in our life, it happens. Think about anything else that you do on a normal basis. Like maybe you love coffee and you always end up having coffee in the morning. It might always be hot, but you have coffee in the morning because that's a priority to you. So making you a priority in your life, being like, I'm going to find time, and it could be like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It could be, you know, I'm going to wake up a couple minutes before the kids, if that's your thing. For me, I love my sleep and, not the biggest morning person, so I try to find it in the evening or throughout the day. So it's doing what works for you, but making you a priority. So figuring out what time that looks like to you. Now, I love TV too. Like, I love watching TV. However, that is you time, me time, but that doesn't fill you up in a way. Like, I definitely if TV's on, you're like, I'm going to watch an hour of TV a day. That's my me time. Amazing. But try and be mindful of allowing time for just quiet space as well. Because like I said, I love TV. It's a great way for me to unwind after a busy, crazy day with the kids. However, and it's a great way for me to actually turn off my brain. I can overthink sometimes. I can have like so many inspiring moments and like inspiration strikes that I don't sleep. So I allow that to be a thing. But that doesn't actually help you reconnect with who you are. So obviously, like, take the downtime. We all deserve to have relaxed, unwind time. But maybe you like baths. And then you can have a bath with Epsom salts and some essential oils or something like that. So it's just being mindful of what you're doing with your time as well. Again, if you are like me and you're struggling, maybe you haven't felt like yourself in weeks, months, years, the first step is to be gentle with yourself and just be excited that you're finally here listening to this and you can now open up space to really reconnect and start feeling like yourself again. It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate you, your life, and all the amazingness that's around you. The struggle's real. You got to own it, embrace it, and then make space for us too, like for you, because you matter. And just know you're not alone. And take it day by day. You know, this is an old saying, but it's like Rome wasn't built in a day. Things take time. And like I've said, like I practice, like I'm a big self-love, self-care, like woohoo person. I still have struggles. I've been doing this for quite some time now. I still have struggles. It's real. It happens. The biggest thing is what we do when we fall down. Are you ready to pick yourself back up? I hope you are. And if you're already back up and you're just like, woohoo, I'm already there. Awesome. We'll join you now. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye for now.